That isn't very much.
We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, April 16, 2025 at 8:52. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So then the only thing I need from you is like...
You know what I mean? Zach is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Teeman, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first, the consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held April 2nd, 2025. Approve all claims through April 16th, 2025 in the amount of $683,354.47. Accept claim number 2504-0259 to RL Teeman Construction, Inc. in the amount of $74,132.92 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve support letters for Next Link for the BEAT funding. Approve RFP for a grant writer and opening proposals on May 14th, 2025 at 9:15 a.m. Strike item 6 from the consent agenda. Approve district court summary fee report and register of deeds fee report for the month of March 2025. Approve utility permit number 1327 to Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. Windstream will be placing a fiber line along South 23rd Road, approximately 2,215 feet south of the intersection of Sage and South 23rd. Road. Phase 1, Windstream will locate and expose existing lines and splice in a temp line around the project. Phase 2, Windstream will bore a 2-inch diameter line by 60 inches deep in the west grader ditch after new CMP is installed. Windstream will also be placing 2 new pedestals at each end of the splice. This is for Gage County Project C-34-1209, located east of Section 1, Township 1, North Range 6 East, Adock Township. Receive and place on file 2024 annual report for the Odell Volunteer Fire and Rescue. Receive and place on file Southeast 911 Communications Center report. Approve support letter for the Ag Society for CPF grant. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, less item 6 being struck, unless there are any other items you'd like pulled off.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn to approve the consent agenda as written, less item 6. Any additional discussion or questions? If not, please vote. Seven in favor, motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2504-0259 to RL Teeman Construction, Inc. in the amount of $74,132.92. This brings the total amount of claims paid to date to $757,487.39. This would be for gravel and spreading on 2 townships, and it's a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion?
I hope them townships are done.
They are getting closer. Please vote. 6 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Welcome to the press. We have no additional public, but it's still nice to see you two. Committee reports, building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I didn't really have anything new, so we're just kind of working on the things that we talked about earlier. We just put up the flagpole at the veterans office and are just getting started on trying to get things watered in, courthouse yard and things like that. I did talk to Applied Connective, and we were just really telling them as soon as they get their equipment in to try and just start working on this project as soon as they get it in.
June of 26, right? Completion date?
Yes. So that's really no new news. Following up on some stuff that we're still working on. So.
We would get that project for free if we had liquidated damages on it. No real update from Applied still, then?
The equipment is starting to come in, they said, but I just encouraged them as soon as they get it to just make sure they get us taken care of first.
They haven't given us any time frame?
No.
They talked about coming down and starting with running some cabling and doing some things like that because it's piecemealing coming in. It's just really slow because it's coming in from Europe or somewhere. I'm not sure where the stuff is built. Bosch. I think it's Bosch.
Well, the cabling, that part should be, you know, fairly easy. That's just running underneath the floor. I'll run something here, but the only one we get stumped is as far as where the TVs, you know, where they're going to hang at. And I guess when they ask me, you know, just wherever they work best at, and I don't think we really know until we have, I would say use their recommendation on where they think they would work best. So.
But they were going to be done in May, correct?
This year?
I don't know.
They gave us the money in May, to be honest with you.
July 1, right, Dave?
Could be. I don't know. It's never ending. It doesn't. I mean, when you custom make everything, I know it takes time.
No, it does.
They're probably carving the housings. Anything else, Mr. Jones?
Nope.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Equalization, we'll have an update from Patty again on the 30th. We signed a contract with Standard Appraisal for refereeing services. Patty has said that these will all be going up as far as property values. Mr. Standard indicated that even lot prices and land will be going up. So we will see a change just due to the way the equalization rules work, not only current purchase price, but purchases that have led to these increases. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, Applied Connective Technologies, IT services, $12,383. Excuse me. GBE, Perform County Audit, $12,500. Jones Automotive, Upfit Sheriff Vehicle, $14,071.35. MIPS Incorporated, Data Processing Programs, $28,699.49. Washington County Sheriff's Office, Boarding Inmates, $13,950. Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $57,922.75. RL Team and Construction, Township Gravel and Hauling, $74,132.92. Sat Brothers Petroleum Fuel, $13,276.91.
Human Resource Employee Relations, we don't really have anything to update you on right now. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle.
Looks like Gus is busy.
Yeah, apparently. So Lisa's not here today. Do have a couple notes from her. She's not up here today because she's in a meeting down in the EOC with the state line, Kansas counties that border us, as well as Jefferson, Saline, and Thayer, and Pawnee. They're working on interoperability processes and SOPs for mutual requests. So they're all working through some of that issue. Cattleman's Ball planning and coordinating. They're continuing to work on that and get prepared for that event. EMPG grant. For the reimbursement of salary has been submitted, and she says that process is going to take longer for some reason. So when she's back, help me remember to ask her why that is or what's going on. And then she also asks, we need appointments for zoning, planning and zoning.
I will try to have at least two of those on the next board meeting. I'm going to task Dawn with making sure that she reminds me.
Apparently she wanted me to remind you so that she didn't have to.
She also texted me.
Those deadlines must work like Applied Connectives do for you.
Those are just an extended.
Oh, okay.
Until the past performance has been just extend indefinitely until they're not.
I just remember, how many times has he said, we'll get it, I'll have it by the next meeting? I think it's gone on for 6 months.
I think it's been longer.
It's probably been longer. I think it's been since maybe July of last year.
That sounds right.
Okay.
There's no incentives to get them on track.
P&Z?
This is him.
They're still functioning. It's there's no... oh, no. Applied? No. They technically didn't give us an actual date, I don't think. We wanted them to be moving along quicker, but we pulled back to give another chance to anyone local that wanted to do it. So Applied potentially could have had stuff installed already. We backtracked. We put it out again because we heard there was additional interest, and then there was no additional interest. So we went back to where we were to start with. So it could have potentially been done already. I've got to put some of the blame on us, even though I complain that they're not done ever. We didn't tell them to go forward.
We didn't hold it back 6 months.
Question, I don't know if you talked to the sheriff on the dog that was thrown into the river.
We're not discussing that again.
Okay.
Yeah, because they had the opinion that they thought maybe it was still
alive underwater.
He was, I think, going to be sighted. And so they think that's why he got tossed, but the dog was deceased. They didn't know that at the time.
Okay.
I was also, when I saw that for a dead one, I had somebody that called me that had called for puppies that were abandoned on the side of the road. And they were told that they don't put dogs in their cars. But we can call animal control to take care of that, but we can't go pick up the puppies.
At least we don't have to worry about a canine program ever again.
Well, so then they ended up walking it down into Lancaster County, and then their sheriff's office and the Humane Society came and took care of it. I thought we had a contract that kind of took care of that stuff.
So we did not respond to puppies on the side of the road?
No. They said that they don't put the puppies in cars.
I'll ask the sheriff about that one.
Anything else for law enforcement or emergency management?
Let's see, the last part on Lisa's notes for today, she hasn't scheduled a meeting yet for P&Z, but there has been a request for a subdivision in Nemaw Township. So.
We also will have a brief closed session for FOP
at the end,
Prior to the last agenda item.
The only other thing, I guess on Monday there was a representative from the Wymore City Council that was here, and I believe, Roger, I need to talk to you, but Rex and myself, Roger and Gus will meet with their law enforcement committee is the plan, or their what is it, police
search committee or whatever.
Yeah, police department committee or whatever, yes. So when they get information to us, the four of us will meet with them to discuss just open lines of communication. So,
thank you, Mr. Lytle. Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens.
Hacks, you got anything?
Yeah. The dirt crew worked on the East Lot Shop work bladed asphalt. Crew cleaned out bridges, cold patched. Bokes Caves presented the schedule on the project. I'm going to come back to that one. Cather 331, they patched for three. That you gave three dates, but two things.
What was it on?
They've been the Cather. They're patching, and the work should be done by 4/18. We are also discussing getting more tubes ordered so that we can keep getting tubes put in with our guys. On the contract with Vogescapes, I just wanted to do just a summary on that, just because we had some information to clear up with that. So we originally bid this work with those six box culverts back in last April. The construction deadline was set for November 1st. In November, the contractor came back to request more time, citing rain delays. However, the delays weren't caused by local weather conditions. Despite this, we agreed to a six-month extension, hoping to work cooperatively with the contractor. Since then, the board removed one of the box culverts from the project at our March 19th meeting, as we're now exploring the possibility of straightening the road and relocating that culvert through a grant application. Under the contract, each box culvert is allotted 45 days for construction, so removing one should have shortened the timeline by 45 days, which was part of the motion when we removed that in March. However, during this most recent meeting, we were told that the removed culvert was on hold and did not count towards the May 1 deadline. I disagreed with that interpretation. I did go back and reviewed the November meeting, where it was clearly stated that each culvert retained its 45-day construction window and the culvert in question would stay in unless the board decided otherwise. That's exactly what we did on March 19th. Windstream did cause a 30-day delay because they did not move their fiber lines in a timely manner. This was outside of their control and an understandable extension. With that information, we should have removed the 45 days for the box culvert and added the 30 days for the Windstream delay, which would correlate to an April 15th deadline. Leaving it at May 1 was being extremely generous. Additionally, it was also said that the county doesn't bear much cost in granting extensions. I just wanted to make sure that we understood that there would be additional costs, because every week of detours adds real cost. Gravel, rock, weekly grading, and maintenance. These are costs. There's also cost to our residents, too, in time and fuel spent navigating these closed roads. These are exactly the types of impacts that liquidated damages are meant to address once a deadline is missed. We've been more than fair with extensions, and at some point, we need to hold the contractors accountable. That being said, we've decided that I think that since at the last meeting we gave the June one, we were just going to leave it at this time. But
I did
supersede the one that we had before, so
I wanted to make a quick clarification, too, because I talked with Mark about this afterwards, and we just went over stuff because, you know, we had talked about that. He had listened to the recording, and I see there's a misinterpretation of the wording of the contract. Mark and I talked about that. I totally see how he read what he did into it, because I asked, hey, how did we get to this point? We went over it, and I went over the wording with him, what the wording, the intent, and the meaning is. It's amazing how ands or ors make a big difference in statements and contracts. But you know, I said we were going to review this, and Mark and I did go over it. He actually played some of the transcript while we were talking, and it was just a misinterpretation there. But we did go over that. Anything else for Road and Bridge, Mr. Jurgens?
Mark, would you give us an update like you give me about Rockford, culverts?
Rockford Road with Cathers, they're on track to be finishing up by Friday. There might be a little bit of striping and painting on the roads that might bleed into next week. There were two blowouts while we were doing the overlay. So far, we're only about 30 tons overage on patching, which I take pretty good considering what that road was like. With that being said, Rockford should be hopefully overlay done by Friday. Striping maybe bleeding into beginning of next week, give or take. I'll have sent a guy over to, he'll kind of throw some of that dirt back up there, kind of just do a mild shoulder for the time being. Dirt crew will start on East 6 Blue Springs Wymore next week. There's two projects there in that mile section. Week and a half, 2 weeks to do that section. One of them is a concrete structure that we'll be removing, so it'll take a little bit longer to excavate. The other one is a bridge that's been a pain in the butt. About every month and a half, there's always a bridge plank broke on that bridge. So, and it's a very narrow bridge, so it's one that we're glad to get out of the system. Vogescapes did pour walls and deck on Monday for structure 38. So that structure is completely poured out. Once they get breaks on the concrete, they will start backfilling. They already removed structure 39, which was about 800 feet to the west. They removed that structure on Friday. By Monday, they had it completely excavated and graded out with a little shoe fly for a resident to get in and out and emergency services. They are planning to pour the floor for that by Friday. So, gravel. We are on the tail end of 24 being done. In the last 6 weeks, we handed out 14 maps. So the goal of hopefully having 25 caught up by the year of 25 will be there if things keep going the way they're going.
How's your wait time over at Boyden?
It's getting a little better. We're getting about 3 rounds right now.
Mr. Jurgens.
He also said the dirt crew, once those culprits are done, are going to move.
Oh, dirt crew, once the E6 Blue Springs is done. The rest of this week, they're down with that state line issue with that road. We're getting that squared away. I took the dirt crew foreman down there Monday while we were moving equipment over from the Beeline project. We're going to spend probably a little bit more time there. Riprap's coming in a little slower, hence since we're hauling it from Wymore down to there. He got down in the creek, kind of straightened some stuff up. Got a little ledge down there that we can hold some riprap on and build a nice bank to keep it from hopefully eroding into the road any further. So we're going to spend a couple days instead of having to go back in 6-8 months, give or take. We're going to spend a couple more days on there to hopefully last a lot longer than just a couple months. But once the crew is done on E6 Blue Springs Wymore, I will have them starting doing a little bit of shoulder pull on 94th and Beeline, kind of starting to dress up that area for the cattleman's ball.
All right, thank you much.
Shoulder 94th, sorry, and seed.
We have a timed event at 9:15. I think we have time to get one more item in here. Approve the amended SDL for the LT Investments LLC, doing business as 402 Sports Bar and Grill, Nebraska, for Nebraska Cattleman's Ball to be held on June 6th and 7th, 2025. It was formally applied for as June 7th and 8th, and we approved it at that. This is just a clarification of dates. No other change to that application for the liquor license.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jurgens, second by Dorn. Any discussion?
When did we start doing that?
If not, please vote.
It's SDL.
7 in favor. Motion carries. With that, it is 9:15. I'd ask for a motion to close bidding for the RFP for the purpose of engaging design, siting, and construction administrative services for a proposed multi-custody county jail. This is just a motion to close bidding at 9:15 a.m. Moved by Haxby.
Second.
Seconded by Claybaugh. Are there any other bids in the audience? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Bidding closes at 9:15. We appear to have 5 bids.
We have, yes.
4. Who would like to take these? Mr. Lytle, do you want to?
When do we start abbreviating special designated license?
Since it was a repeat.
Oh, you just wanted to confuse me because it was a repeat. Okay.
Mr. Lytle, you may open these and actually go through them too. These will be a little slower than some of our other bids.
Do we want to handle these the same as the others, though? I don't think that. I think we're going to want to receive them and we're going to want to review. I don't think
we're going to have we talked about having our committee review it with, and then
yeah,
working through it, because we'll take the top applicants.
We'll be able to just accept them today. I don't think we'll be able to
approve anything.
Yeah. So the first one,
many different proposals?
There are. It looks like they put copies in for everybody. Looks like there's 8 copies of the letter of interest in here with a drive, a thumb drive as well.
That one was from who?
From Shive Hattery, Shive Hattery Architecture and Engineering, Lincoln, Nebraska, 800 P Street, Suite 203.
I would just receive these bills. Because there's a lot of fluff in there as far as which way we're
going. Okay, I'll kind of steer Mr. Lytle that way then.
So it's got the letter of interest on the front, and then it's got their company's info in the back side of it. And then, like I said, there's a
thumb drive
in the baggie here.
What we may do is instead of even accepting these, we've closed bidding. We're receiving them all. We'll read who's received, and then we may just have a motion to refer them to law enforcement, and then you guys can bring something back to us and say, hey, these are the ones we're going to accept.
Okay.
And we'll move forward from there.
Yeah.
There is a lot to review in each of those proposals, I'm sure.
It sure looks like it. Be the first time. All right. Second one is from Goldberg Group Architects, 1100 Main Street, Suite 200 C, KC, Missouri. If I read it right. They also have a thumb drive included. Just for the stuff what's included in here.
Copies for everybody.
Yeah.
They're supposed to submit multiple copies of those.
Yeah. Well, the sales order that's in there, I think, is probably to them,
copies,
not to us.
Yeah, or colors, pages, and stuff. So.
And we've got, it looks like, 8 copies again.
Put that back with it in case.
Yeah, I will.
Never know. Smooth.
Next one's from Prohaska and Associates. Pleasure that I enclose the 8 required proposals from our firm to Gage County for the multi-custody level county jail. We're excited and pleased to have the opportunity to work with you. So, has the 8 copies as well. Fourth one is from Davis Design, Thumb drive included. Eight copies of their paperwork and a letter. Well, we're pleased to submit our proposal for design, site evaluation, and selection and constructive administrative services for the new Gage County multi-custody level jail. As detailed in the following pages, our team brings deep experience with similar projects and is ready to work closely with Gage County to deliver a facility that will serve the community for the next 40 years and beyond.
Gary, where are they from?
Davis is, I believe they're local.
Associations.
1221 N Street, Suite 600, Lincoln, Nebraska. They've got some other information in their introductory letter that you'll all get to see. So, all right. That's the four that we have in front of us. So,
upload those, the flash drives.
Do what?
I was just going to upload the flash drives.
Why don't we just send everything to the law enforcement committee, and then we can decide from there what we're going to do with everything.
So, is that a motion to
receive and refer to law?
Receive and refer to law.
Yes, it is.
Review and recommendation.
Yes, it is.
A motion by Lytle to receive and send all copies to law enforcement for review. Second by Dorn. Lytle, Dorn. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. We have an item, an additional item, approve or disapprove, reconsidering the FOP's final offer. I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:24, necessary for the protection of the public interest or necessary for the protection of the needless injury to an individual. This would be over contract negotiations. There would also be one other contract that we would discuss, the 911 dispatch agreement. We could briefly go over that in closed session as well. That would be at 9:25, I guess.
Will we have anything that we got to do after we come out for the FOP? I would assume we will, right?
We'll still have a vote for the FOP's final offer.
Yeah.
I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:25 for negotiations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Adams. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We are in closed session.
I was hoping some.
I'd ask for a motion to go back into open session at 10:42 on the clock.
So moved.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. We are in open session. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove reconsidering the FOP's final offer.
Disapprove reconsidering the FOP's final offer.
Motion by Lytle to disapprove.
Second.
Second by Dorn. I will just offer in comment here that this is part of the process required by CIR, so we will disapprove this formally at this time. We are instructing our attorney to talk to the FOP's attorney to look at potential mediation in good faith with our employees as well as the taxpayers' funds to try to come to an agreement in an equitable fashion as economically as possible. Additional questions or comment on this motion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor, motion carries. And I will say when we came out of closed session at, was it 10:42?
Yeah.
That we were in closed session for contract negotiations. I know we're supposed to say that as we go in, as we come out, I forgot. Anything else for the good of the order? Ms. Axby.
with the Region 5, the bylaws are coming up. I just need some direction from the board on how you'd like me to handle this one specific paragraph. I think that the rest of the bylaws look good between PACE and Region 5, but this paragraph giving a special consideration to Lancaster County having a spot on the executive board, giving special consideration for, do you want me to stick with taking that sentence out, let them have it? I just don't think that my comment was that, you know, money doesn't buy seats, so I think that everybody should have a fair, you know, unless we want to put in there that Gage County needs consideration for the seat because we're, I don't know, we can think up of an awesome reason.
Thoughts of the board?
Do you feel like that being there has created an unfair playing field or has been an issue? Or you just
added it.
They added it.
Just added this time. It was never in there before. So that's why I kind of was like, I don't think that it's necessary.
My opinion would be add the language that Gage County also has a spot on the executive committee automatically or take it off.
They said that based on Lancaster County representing the largest population, they will give consideration to electing Lancaster representative as one of the executive county committee officers. So then, and then because Gage County is
in close proximity to Lancaster, we also should have a seat on the exec.
Okay.
Or remove it and just keep going the way you have for how many decades? Board okay with that? Bingo. Anything else?
Just wanted direction. I said I would ask.
Nothing else? I would ask for a motion to adjourn at 10:45. Wow, that goes going. Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Claybaugh. Second by Claybaugh at 10:45. Please vote 6 in favor. We are adjourned.